So Jamie, our listener, kind of worried that there are cracks in the foundation of her high school sweetheart and her husband of 10 years. Let's jump into it at group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, I think I may need some of that group therapy y'all talk about.
Y'all talk about, all right.
So I've been married to my high school sweetheart for 10, almost 11 years.
Okay.
Other than a two-year separation, we've been together from 15 on.
Oh, like 15 years old.
Yes.
Got it.
The other day he told me he doesn't remember anything from when we were 15 as far as his feelings for me.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't remember falling in love or having feelings at all. It's just too long ago, he says.
Mm.
He knows all the dates we went on and what we did and when. He just doesn't remember feelings at all.
Mm.
He doesn't remember a single thing he felt when we met. Only the actions. Yet he describes in detail feelings he had during times with his dad from like 5 years old and earlier, just not feelings he had for or with me.
Okay.
I didn't think anyone could forget how it felt when they fell in love with someone, especially not their first love.
Mm-hmm.
The comment hurt me pretty bad, but I brushed it off at the time.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if this is something other people forget too. In this case, uh-huh. I remember every butterfly and how songs made me feel even during that time. And I'm kind of pretty hurt about it, starting to feel like my husband doesn't want to remember.
Mm.
Therapy is not an option for us. It's only made him angry in the past.
Oh.
And at this point, he doesn't want to talk about anything, especially feelings.
Oh.
So is it normal to forget how you felt when you fell in love with someone, or should I worry about cracks in our foundation?
Oh, gosh. Okay. That's...
Should we be more worried that he doesn't want to talk about feelings?
There's a lot there. Yeah,
that bothers me more than him not being able to remember stuff when they were 15.
Yeah, the whole therapy not an option. He doesn't like talking about his feelings.
That part I'm a little bit more concerned about, because how are you supposed to work through
It's made him angry.
Feelings?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a bigger red flag to me than anything when they were teenagers. That's the thing that stood out to me.
Yeah, so I guess where do we go from here? If he's not wanting to do any sort of like marriage therapy or anything like that, it sounds like there could be some like him walling off and like closing around her or himself and not letting her in. Which, you know, she's known him from a long time and early on. Now, she did say that they had a two-year long break, but don't know when that was. That could have been, you know, obviously early in their relationship and then, you know, everything.
But they've been married 10, almost 11 years.
Right, exactly.
So it's got to be before that.
Right. I don't know. 502-795-1997. I mean, this is one of those things where we got to kind of turn it to you. Have you been in this situation? Can you provide some expertise?
If your partner is kind of like hers in the fact that he's refusing to talk about feelings or anything like that.
Yeah.
What do you say to convince him that's necessary sometimes to work through things?
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories and some of your comments coming up. Our listener, Jamie, worried that her husband of 10 years, high school sweetheart, doesn't remember anything from when they got together. Like any of the feelings he felt, any of those feelings of love or whatever. And
she was annoyed by that.
Yeah, annoyed by that. Doesn't like to talk about his feelings.
She says he remembers feelings about his dad from like when he was five.
Right.
But can't remember when they fell in love as teenagers. Now, the other thing that she mentioned that I think is a more of a problem is the fact that he doesn't want to talk about their feelings ever.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to do therapy at all.
Got mad, in fact.
Yes.
Yeah. Andrew, the love doctor, not a real doctor, calls her show. What's your take on this?
What's happening here is this is something about his past. It might not necessarily be with her. Could be something with his dad, with his family, with his friends that he doesn't want to relive. It's been very emotional and very tough on him to talk about and relive, which could be why he doesn't want to go see a therapist. But I will tell you, It's something that needs to happen, guys. It does, for her to have this breakthrough with him. And you're absolutely right. Him not wanting to talk about feelings is not only a problem now, but it will continue to be a problem in the future.
Well, so, yeah, she's going to keep building resentment if she can't talk to him about anything.
Well, and so I guess how are we getting him on board with that whole idea of...
he's shut down to the idea. How do we convince him? That's vital.
Very easy, guys. Here's the thing. You've been with me for a long time, right? You love me, right? Yes.
Yes.
We're going to go to therapy. We're going to do something about it, or I'm gone. I'm out. You got to figure that out. She has to draw a line in the sand. If this relationship and marriage is worth it to him, she's got to make him understand that it's not just about him. It's about her and about us, right?
Right.
She draws a line in the sand and says, if she puts her foot down and goes, hey, I'm not putting up for that. We're going to do this or I'm gone.
Okay.
All right. Andrew, the Love Doctor. Thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. AJ on text said, my brothers were raised that way. They didn't show feelings. They didn't express feelings. And that's because of my father. I didn't grow up around my father, so I believe in expressing feelings. It's a good thing, but a lot of men don't and don't know how to communicate. Dr. Aaron, though, is rolling on with a good question. Does he say he doesn't love her now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is she making something out of nothing?
There are several people on the Facebook thread that are like, I think you're thinking into it too much.
Okay.
You are overthinking it. And Carissa's like, hey, is he saying this for a reason right now? If not, move on, because guys are different than women. And a lot of what we've already said about guys don't necessarily have that sort of memory. I will say that I do remember specific things about, like, my relationship with my wife and everything like that.
Yeah.
Dating back years and years and years and years. And I'll pull things and I'll remember things like our first interaction with one another that she is completely clueless on.
Completely forgot that one.
Forgot the very first interaction that we ever had, but that was something that I always remember. So I don't know. Part of me feels like, yes, maybe you are reading a little bit too into it, but another part of me is like, the fact that, and you said it too,
he doesn't ever want to talk about the feelings.
Right. That's the part where you got to kind of crack that candy shell of his.
Yes. Karen, the good kind, she says, as women, we're conditioned to say, oh, it's just a guy thing. They don't talk about their feelings. But if you can remember all the good times, all the great feelings, and try to rekindle those, go to a date that, you know, meant something to you guys early on, and the place where you went, and see if that jogs some of his memory, if that's important to you. Other than that, if you have the feelings now, and your connection is still strong now, maybe don't put so much emphasis on why he doesn't remember when you were teenagers.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
But keep working on the fact that, you know, you need to be able to talk to each other to work through these issues without him, like, shutting down.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck.
I mean, that can be, that's going to be more of an issue.
That's going to be the thing.
So, because otherwise you're just going to keep stewing. You'll both just stew and nothing will get worked through.
Yeah. You got to talk
it out.
That's
not healthy.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.